SpillWords.com presents The Ghost in the Mattress, written by Arshi Mortuza. Quite theatrically, I was wearing a white nightie during my murder, the color donned by most ghosts you hear about. I stare at my body before me, her white dress drenched in red, while mine somehow spotless. The stab wounds in her stomach and chest should be about 6 inches deep. I know this because the weapon of choice was the one I've held in the kitchen every day for the past 6 years, slicing through vegetables and meat. Until today, the blood on this knife has always been of veal, fish, or some unfortunate poultry. Until today, the fight was random. It was about whose mother was the bigger liar. I may have threatened to expose some skeletons in their closet. And now they'll have one more, my actual bony remains. As I lie here, my spirit trapped in my deathbed, which even moments ago, was just our marital bed, I am haunted by the thought that I will never get to see my rotting corpse or putrid bones. This body that I have always had a love and hate relationship with, was still the only vessel I had ever known. Now it has been torn away from me forever. I watch him drag my lifeless body out of the room, leaving a trail of blood in the process. It smells like menstruation. No, a slaughterhouse. It occurs to me that I have seen him bury family pets with more dignity than this. It doesn't stop me from feeling envy towards my carcass, though. In death, she, my fleshy counterpart, finally looks peaceful. There was not an ounce of jealousy, anger, or passion left in her. It's in me. It was always me. After my body is out of sight, I hear it land somewhere with a thud. There are some sobs from the next room and frantic pacing across the creaky wooden floors. I cry too, almost out of reflex. For better or for worse, we had vowed after all. I hear his muffled voice and can predict that he is on a phone call. Moments later, I hear sirens outside our house, followed by loud knocking on our door. Heavy footsteps, deep voices, clicks of camera, and more voices through radios all follow. I hear someone monotonously read what sounds like the Miranda rites. From my mattress, where I am confined, I see a shadow of him exiting our home with some tall figures. That is the last I see of him. Next, I hear the wheeling of something. My corpse in a stretcher, I imagine. Men in uniform enter our bedroom. Click, click, click. They produce yellow tapes and a chalky outline of my body. A sad, hollow drawing. I nestle up to the mattress, knowing that this is going to be a long night. Please leave this field empty, never miss a story. Subscribe to our newsletter and get the latest literary buzz. Email address. We don't spam. Read our privacy policy for more info. Check your inbox or spam folder to confirm your subscription. About. Latest posts. Arshi Mortuza. Arshi Mortuza has a deep connection with words, which is evident in her imaginative poetry and teaching English to non-native speakers. Her first poetry collection, 1 Minute Past Midnight, was published in early 2022 by Nymphia Publications in Dhaka. Her poetry and prose have also been included in various journals and anthologies across Asia and North America. Latest posts by Arshi Mortuza, see all. The Ghost in the Mattress, August 31, 2024. Application to become a nun, June 14, 2024.